Hey, podcasters. Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, some really really gross habits.
Oh,
in
God.
Fact, we feel a bit sick.
We try to help Matt with suggestions for Kareen for his hits from your hood.
Oh, block royalty, Ronnie and Georgia are in.
And will you trust us? We'll take the instant cash. Trust us, you'll love it.
Give me the money.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
Hey guys, Kimber, your favourite recording artist, Kanye West, is in the news.
What a legend.
Have you seen this?
Surprise, he's in the news again.
Twitter has gone off because Kanye was at a function, right? He was at an event. And basically people are picking on him because they see that Kanye, in the video that is has gone viral,
right,
he scratches the inside of his ear.
Right.
He appears then to put the earwax in his mouth.
Earwax! Ah. Earwax! Wax coming out of my ears!
A little bit of conjecture that he was, you know, taking a chewy out or something like that, but it does look like he picks a bit of earwax and pops it in the gob.
So he's been picked on for picking.
Yeah, he has. Big time.
Well, it's just gross, isn't it?
I felt a bit sick then.
I mean, even if he was taking something out of his mouth, it's that he did it with his fingers that he just had in his ears.
True.
There's something kind of just pretty gross about it.
Well, there may be, but I am not going to sit in judgment because I have no doubt that I do 100 gross things daily.
Are you a bit gross?
I am a little bit.
What do you think is your grossest habit?
Oh, God. Well, apart from smoking. I mean, I love sticking a match in my ear.
Oh,
and I know
stop.
You're not supposed to do that.
That makes me feel sick.
Is that a clean out thing?
Oh, yeah. Well, more of a scratch. But
I know. It makes me feel sick even hearing people put cotton buds in their ears or matches.
Don't
put anything in your ear smaller
Kids,
than an elbow.
Don't do what
it's so
DY
dangerous.
Does.
You know, the more you do that, the itchier it will get.
Yeah, I know.
It's pretty gross, isn't it?
I'm easily. I like to think I'm not gross. I'm struggling to come up with something that I do.
Oh, really?
Gross.
I get reminded at home of all of the gross things that I do on a regular basis, and I'm a twitchy guy, so I'm like the Steve Smith of our lounge room.
You are.
I will not stop fiddling, scratching, and doing stuff.
Get but your hand off it.
Yeah, all of that stuff. But what do you reckon I do in traffic, apart from when it's busy coming the other way?
I reckon you pick your nose.
Have a guess.
You a nose picker?
I'm not going to give you the answer. You can just use your imagination.
Well, we're
what do you reckon?
Pick. I mean, God, we all pick.
And then there's a bit of traffic coming the other way and you just the hand goes back down again.
Oh, yes.
Right? So a sneaky peek.
I like that. You're really conditioning your gross habits.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, 133353. Go on, call in with your gross habit. Dob someone in
or admit to your own.
Yes. I can't believe people would admit to their own, would they, than you two?
So you're saying you've got no gross habits, Kimber Cale?
I mean, unless you can think of anything that I do that's gross that you've noticed, I'm sort of not finding it very easy to come up with.
Well, 133353, if you know Kimber and you know some of her gross habits, then
James, give us a call, James.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hang on, I'm just going to take my sock off and fiddle with my feet in front of Kimber.
Oh, gross, don't do that.
Pick out that stuff.
Don't touch your feet.
That toe jam.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Taking your calls this morning here at Mix 94.5 on your grossest habit after Kanye was seen, well, apparently scratching his ear and eating his earwax.
Oh, and we got a great prize for the grossest call, $150 voucher to spend at the Windsor Hotel. Are we allowed to give that to one of our own team?
If it's gross enough, maybe.
Well, producer Tom's just completely grossed us out.
Oh, no, I don't want to hear it. I've got toast here that I want to eat.
Well, this is toes.
Oh, gross.
Rips off toenails and then cleans his teeth with it. Bang.
What? No,
bang,
shut up. Bang. Shut up. He does not.
Goodbye.
So, saving money on
toothpicks. Are you joking?
Saving money on toothpicks.
Yeah,
Tom,
that's why he's got such pedicured feet and such clean teeth.
Tom, is that legitimate?
Do you plead the fifth? Is that what you do?
You're a disgusting
that is
beast.
Disgusting.
But it's actually pretty funny.
Excellent. We're off to a good start.
Yeah, no toothpicks for his birthday. Let's go to poor Kennedy. G'day, Joel.
Morning. Yeah, not me. I used to work with a guy in the military. I won't say what service because it might incriminate him.
Sure.
But anyway, he used to have to, after he scratched his bum, he would have to sniff his fingers.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
yeah. Right.
The old stink palm.
I can understand that.
What?
Yeah, he'd even have a sneaky look around just to make sure people weren't watching him.
Right. Is that just a little check, just to check cleanliness or what, Joel?
I've got no idea, to be honest. Never bothered to ask. Yeah, it's just one of those gross habits that everyone noticed.
It's to scratch their bum. Like, why do you need to scratch your bum?
Sometimes you need to scratch.
But, like, you don't think to do it through your jeans or, like, why do you have to put your hand
Try a few weeks without a shower at sea and you get a bit stinky.
Yeah.
That's the forces.
That's more believe the reason me, why you don't put your hand down there. You just do it through your clothes.
It's not just happening in the services, buddy.
Yeah, it happens on Survivor and in life.
Yes.
God, I feel like I'm from a different planet. Okay. No,
thanks, Joel. Kimber's looking a bit sick and that toast she's not eating
Tom
anymore.
Tom needs to, he needs to be accountable for that. That is crazy behaviour.
Hey, enjoy your own aroma.
1-333-53. Give us a call.
This will fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Mix 94.5, it's your Big Breakfast. It's Clazy, Matt and Kimber here. Kimber's just been knocked down, mortified.
I don't want to get back up.
Some of the disgusting habits that were being mentioned on the radio this morning.
The thing is, this started from this viral video of Kanye West sort of scratching around in his ear a bit and then putting his fingers to his mouth. It looks like he's eating earwax.
Yeah, the same fingers used for both jobs.
We thought that was kind of filthy until producer Tom just said the most disgusting thing I've heard in days.
So he doesn't trim his nails with a little clipper thing.
He rips his toenails off, which grossed me out on the first.
Leaves them on the floor generally.
Yeah, ripping your toenails off, that sounds disgusting. Okay. But then he uses the toenail to clean between his teeth, like a toothpick. If there's anything grosser than that, I'll eat my hat.
That's
eat his toenails.
Okay.
It's disgusting.
Fern is in Boddington. Fern.
Hey, Fern.
You want to dob in someone with a gross habit?
Yeah, hi, guys. My dad, bless his heart, before he passed away, used to come home from the hotel rather inebriated, sit down in his chair, pull off his shoes and socks and chew on his toenails.
It's become a toenail fest.
Fern, couldn't he find a kebab on the way home?
No, probably not. It was a bit of a short drive to our house, so.
It's a celebration of flexibility.
It is.
I reward him for that. But outside.
Yeah, flexible.
Well, is it added protein in nail? I'm not sure.
Oh,
yes.
God.
Yeah. What is it? Do you not know where to buy nail scissors? What's the confusion here, guys? I don't understand.
Well, okay, Sorry, go on, Fern.
No, go on. He was very flexible and
he was
relaxed.
Yeah.
Well, let me get serious for one second. I mean, if we go back to our sort of our ancestral roots, animals, you know, bend and contort to nibble on every part of themselves.
Yeah,
and clean.
Sure.
So maybe it's in our DNA.
It's been a long time since we've been living like that, hasn't it?
Yeah.
When was the last woolly mammoth you captured?
Oh, you're so evolved.
Are you calling Fern's dad an animal?
Thank you, Fern.
Thanks, Fern.
Thanks for joining in. Let's go to Kundula. G'day, Anne. Have you got someone who can gross Kimber out as well?
Yeah, it's my husband.
Anne, what's he doing?
He has a false eye, and every day he rubs it, and sometimes you can see a build-up of pus in his eye.
Oh, dear.
Man.
Oh. Yeah, and it's really noticeable.
Yeah.
And so he gets his fingers and pulls the pus out.
We've all had breakfast in the last half hour.
Yeah, and then looks at the pus.
Okay.
Oh, no, no.
Then he wipes it on his pants.
Man. This has gone too far.
Pussy. Disgusting.
Anne, I've got to say, you're under arrest. That's the grossest.
And it usually happens at breakfast.
Stop.
Look,
okay,
stop.
Thanks, Anne.
We've got codes and practices on the airwaves, and I'm pretty sure that you have broken a lot of rules by saying the word pus at least five times in a row.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did go to primary school with a kid who used to tap his glass eye with his pen. But
that's funny.
Just to freak other kids out, but there was no pus involved.
Anne.
That's quite disgusting.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to make me feel sick, but you've achieved it.
You're a wonderful woman for tolerating that.
You're a great
human. A wonderful woman, but I don't know, you're not so wonderful for sharing it with us this morning. But
No.
Thanks, Anne.
Okay, no worries.
Honestly, Kanye right now is looking like... he's a
pussycat.
Gentleman.
Yeah,
he's a gentleman.
Oh, that's disgusting.
My goodness,
there
mate.
You go.
You guys asked for it. That's all I'm saying.
I think we're guilty as charged right there. I just noticed Captain Paul's just walked into the building.
Captain Paul!
He's looking a $1 million. We'll get Paulie on the radio,
he's got
surely.
An empty Tupperware tub.
He's trying to run in here. He hears the traffic and he wants to come in.
He wants to come in. He's out of hospital. He's Paulie!
Hey,
Captain Paul, how are you, mate?
Hello.
Yeah, come around here. Say good day.
Good morning. Yeah, good.
Hey, we've got the traffic bed running. Do you want to make it up? Oh, we can tell just you the traffic's probably road. Busy. Yeah.
Robert's Road's looking good.
Yeah, it is looking good.
I've got to go to the dentist.
Oh, mate, with everything else going on, we've just had Anne from Coondoola talking about her husband's glass eye and it was a bit pussy. So we thought that was a good timing to bring you in.
How's that?
We're all feel sick.
I've got a 5-day window before I go into chemo and they operated on me and put another little tap in my just above my heart.
Oh, okay, right.
Have chemo.
Right.
So I can do dentist and all sorts of other things that I can't do with risk of infection later.
Right, okay.
So I went to the dentist yesterday and I said, any chance of getting in before Friday? And he goes, how about 8 o'clock tomorrow morning? I went, yeah, okay.
This is the most medical appointments you've attended in the last 20 years and you're doing it all in 5 days.
I'm thrashing my HBF card big time.
Oh, you and your cards. Hey, good to see you, man.
Yeah, you too.
Hey, Captain Paul right here. Everything Perth. For brekkie, Mix
94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Block are bringing back some of their legends of days gone by with the WA House Flipping Superstars. The Combo are in. Ronnie and Georgia, welcome guys. Good to see you.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
And welcome back to the Block too.
Remember us?
How can we forget?
Isn't that great? Superstars. You must have done such a good job that they've said come back and spend another week on the show helping out our other WA team, Matt and Elise.
Oh, I mean, it's a nice compliment to be invited back, especially, you know, the company that we're with, like some super all-stars back. And I was like freaking out meeting them all because like I really look up to them. So it was a very, very cool experience.
And walking into that property compared to your beautiful property that you created, how did you feel?
Wow. I mean, walking into that one, it's as big as the Gatwick and the Elston Wick put together.
Oh, wow. So
it's next level.
It's huge.
Yeah. We were actually like... really overwhelmed, but then a little bit jealous as well because it's so special, the building.
What was the term you used?
Block envy. I had block envy.
You got serious block envy?
Yeah, major block envy.
Oh, that is bizarre. I was trying to think of the nickname that I had for you. I think it was Feisty and the Man or something on stage.
Feisty and Sweaty, I think it was.
Oh, you remembered. Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
Still sweating.
Sweaty.
So with the time you're back on, can you give us an idea of how long you're back on the show helping out this time? Are you going to be, you get to be feisty?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't really get my feisty on this time. I thought I had to moderate just because, you know, it was a very strange experience because you're walking into a space and the block and you're used to, like, hang on, this is ours, but it's not now. Not. Yeah. And so it was a challenge to work with Matt and Elise in the sense that you had to surrender ownership, but you also had to be really respectful because this is their baby. And if like somebody else came on and it was our season, I would have been like, who are you?
It's like the final scene of St. Elmo's Fire when they go back to the bar and it's not their bar anymore. No. You don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know. I just pretend I know what you're talking about.
But look, I mean, look.
80s movie reference.
Let's be honest. I mean, we weren't. By the time we got there Wednesday afternoon. All the big decisions were already made.
Right.
So were we there to help out with the room or were we there to give them some advice? And I think we were there to give them some, you know, red hot advice because everyone was getting along. Everyone was singing Kumbaya.
Yeah.
Not cool. It's the block, guys. Come on. Where's the drama?
Not even the drama. Just from our experience, it's like you've got one shot at this. So you really just have to give it your all and start to play a strategic game. And, you know, the block is not real life, right?
Of course.
Who you are when you're playing the block is not who you are when you're living day to day. So it's a competition. And I think we really needed just to ignite Matt and Elise a little bit more because we want WA to take the flag.
Of course.
Come on, let's do it. And they've got a good chance of doing it. So.
And so what are you guys doing now? In Perth, because you know you obviously had plenty of renovating experience before you went on the show the first time, and so you've continued that in the last couple of years.
Absolutely, we purchased a house about 3 or 4 months ago, and we're renovating that. And I've got a renovation HQ is my company name, so I'm busy with work, and George is busy with designing. So it's just we love renovating.
Yeah. Okay, so for the current block competitors. Auction day is looming. What's it like when you wake up? Do you sleep the night before? Because it's a big deal, isn't it?
I didn't sleep the night before. I was extremely nervous. I was worried about my outfit. Well, I had two outfits to choose from.
What was I going to wear? No, it was a very surreal experience. You get to bring some family over from Perth.
Yep.
Building the block and doing designing and renovating, that's in your control. Come auction. There's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah. I love the fact that, you were there to give advice and the one piece of advice was, guys, you've got to be better television.
You've got to be smart.
Come on, guys.
You just got to say it how it is and be honest. Don't be someone that you're not
No.
because that's hard to fake for 3 months.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I've been doing it for 49 years.
Keep faking it till you make it. Yeah, right. And Ronnie will be there on the last day to make sure everyone's wearing the right outfit.
Oh, absolutely. If they want me there, I'll be there.
Hey, good to catch up, guys.
Thanks right. so much.
Thanks, guys.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, East Vic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Tits from your hood.
2 days to go.
I'll tell you three things that I know now about Kareem.
Mm-hmm.
One is that without Kareem, there wouldn't be a Clarzy.
No, no. You know? Spent a lot of time living
Bought
there.
A couple of houses in Kareem, yeah.
Absolutely. Mm. The other is I've got to get down to the Kareem open space because apparently there's snakes and everything. And
yes.
I love seeing that sort of stuff. And I'm in love with the idea of a tawny frog mouth.
Oh, now you're talking.
That a listener found in their backyard this week.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you just don't love them when you can hear them. If you live close enough to the open space, oh. You hear them at night, the frogs drive you nuts.
Do they?
Yeah, they
can
do.
Oh, okay.
That open space has got a lot to answer for.
Oh, yeah. God damn you, tawny frog mouth.
All right, well, we've gone out of our way again. Oh, okay. Some great song suggestions for you, Matty.
You've knocked us back most of the time, Matt, but we have fun doing it anyway. It's like our fantasy.
One day
you might pick one of our suggestions.
Well, you know what it goes to prove is that there isn't, like a lot of life, there isn't just one right answer.
Yeah, I guess. Hmm. Yeah, no exact science.
You know?
Okay. Well, I'm happy to kick one off if you like.
Are you ready to go, Kimber?
Haven't practiced much with the music.
Well, that's okay. That works out. Makes it funnier.
Okay.
It's like amateur.
Okay, let's
ready?
Go.
Ready? Let's go.
Kareem.
Nice start.
Sweet.
Your open space and your shops. Lots of kids, fewer cops. Your bakery is just tops.
Yay.
That's what I've got.
That's great. Kareem.
It's a mighty fine bakery.
The Tommy's toenails were there.
I was waiting to do that. Bop, 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 bop,
bop, bop, bop, bop. That was very good, Kimber.
Thanks, thanks.
Very good.
Well done.
How about you, Claire?
I've been waiting for 2 years. You knew that I lived in Kareem for a long time.
Yes,
I was living in Kareem, Matt. Now, I've been waiting for 2 years to do this one because every time you say, oh, it's from your hood. Imagine if we did Kareem, where Clarzy lived. And I went, yeah, well, this is the obvious one. Are you ready?
Yep.
Let's go. Kareem. It's the spot. Kareem. Coffee's hot.
Oh.
Kareem. Open space, don't stop. Kareem's got Dan Murphy's and a mighty big car park at the back.
Oh.
That's going to stick in your head, isn't it?
Yeah. Nice. You remember John Laws did a spoken word album?
Oh, he did, didn't he?
And William Shatner. I think you're in that territory now.
You think
now.
I'm going to go there?
I do.
Oh, we'll call Ben Folds. He can help me put a bit of music in the background.
That's it. They're both actually really good.
Yeah. You know, it's a shame we're missing Captain Paul's recommendation. Maybe for the rest of the year too, we just have to, even if he's off sick, we're going to have to go, hey, dude, send in a song.
I'll go in there with a DAT recorder.
Hey, can we do that?
Yes.
That's the spirit.
While he's getting his chemo.
Yeah.
Terrific.
All right. That's food for thought.
Yeah, giving you something to work with.
Absolutely.
Have you heard the words open space said so many times on the radio in a week?
Yes, I have.
It's a very popular part of Kareem.
It certainly is. Yeah, apparently the bakery and the coffee is pretty good too.
Party pies.
Looking forward to Friday. Matt's hits in your hood.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Will you take a quick buck or will you trust us?
Do you trust them?
Mix 94.5's Trust Us. You'll love it with ABC Blinds.
Having some fun with this. Instant cash, instant gratification, or do you trust us?
You can go into the draw for something else, but we are not telling you what it is.
And so far, people have been very trusting of us.
Yeah, way too trustworthy, I think. Yeah.
Even though, well, we don't really know much either.
We don't.
But Sandra is in Forestfield today. Sandra, you feeling nervous?
I am. Good morning, guys.
Yeah, we're feeling nervous now too. You've said that. How are you, Sandra? You going okay?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Yeah, great. We're good. How will you be spending the day today, Sandra?
Taking my granddaughter to the specialist.
Just running a few errands, getting around and about.
Yep, just running around.
Maybe we could offer you some money to put petrol in your car.
Well, that might be nice.
Yeah, petrol. A few bills.
What kind of amount were you thinking, Kimber?
Well, the banker? I think let's be fair, you know, and also you've got to go to a specialist appointment. That's pretty costly.
Hang on. We need the deal music.
Yeah, go on.
You ready?
Yeah. Oh, now here we go.
A specialist appointment plus a bit of petrol to get around. You're in Forestfield, a little bit harder. I'm going to go $190.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, it's got you thinking, Sandra.
No, I'm still going. Trust you guys.
Trust us. You'll love it. That's the name of the game, Sandra. $190.
I'm sure I'm going to love it.
I'm just looking in the till there. Is there any more, Matt? Can you see anything?
I'm just doing some numbers at the moment. I think I can... Let's make it $299.
Sound like a car dealer.
Drive away, no more to play.
Take it off
Sandra.
The trading. Take it off the trading.
It's nearly $300 there.
$290.
That will be in your hands.
Sandra?
No, I'll trust you.
Ooh.
Really?
People are poor.
Hey, I don't reckon. See, Sandra sounded more convinced.
With the 180.
Yeah, I felt like we nearly had her on 180 and now she's not.
That's because she knows that you'll give her the money and she's not so sure I will.
Sandra, am I that predictable?
I think your prize is going to be better than this.
Okay, so we're at 290, right? Just double checking.
299.
Like an auctioneer? 299, was it? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Clezzy, do you want to just try and sweeten the deal here?
Yeah, $300, Sandra.
Sandra.
Yeah.
This is going to be my final offer.
Okay, you're going up.
$470.
Oh, what?
What are you doing?
Oh, wow.
$470.
Nah, trust ya.
Sandra, you legend.
I mean, if we're going just shy of 500 in there.
Wow-wee.
Good on you, Sandra.
Wow.
How exciting. Yeah.
What a strong woman. Well done, Sandra.
You guys are really lucky for me, so I'm feeling lucky.
Okay.
All right.
Like the sound of that.
Fingers crossed, toes crossed.
Good on you, Sandra. Yeah. I love the excitement of it. Good luck.
Bye. Thank you.
All right, my darling. Have a great day.
You guys too. Thank you.
Sandra of Forestfield. Very strong. Where'd you end up at? 470.
470.
Where did that amount come from?
Oh, I'm just plucking it out of the sky.
Oh, yeah, we ain't paying for it.
There we are. $470 knocked back.
All right.
Okay. Well, look, I tell you what. We are going to play again during the Rush Hour with Dave.
Mm-hmm. And we play twice in our show, so keep playing.
Yeah. Trust ABC Blinds to transform your home and save up to 50% in store or at abcblinds.com.au. It's Mix 94.5's. Trust us. You'll love it with ABC Blinds.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Oh. Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Jen needs to find my throat lozenge came out of my mouth.
Matt,
I have no idea
Matt's
where it is.
Had a little giggle in it, just kind of this throat lozenge just flew across the carpet.
I thought it was
somewhere.
A flying chewy.
But listen to how clear I sound.
You do, you sound better.
Now, my friends, Pornhub?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I never heard of it.
No, apparently, it's an adult entertainment
PAWN or?
I believe so.
Sure.
Well, look, they have decided to do their bit for the environment.
Right.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay. Yeah, in their dirtiest porn video ever.
Right.
Which has been shot on a beach covered in plastic bottles to highlight and raise awareness of the growing catastrophe of plastics in our ecosystem.
Yeah.
They're now saying that by 2050. There'll be more plastic than fish in our oceans, right?
Dear.
So for every click that they have of this dirtiest porn ever video, they're going to give a donation to a not-for-profit company called Ocean Polymers, who are using technology to get plastic out of our waterways.
Right. Great.
So a sign our times where politicians, they're, you know, too in love with their mates with money in the mining sectors to do anything about climate change, it's over to the porn sites.
Yep.
And as we know, adult websites are some of the most visited in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's hard to get people inspired to do anything about climate change because they're spending too much time watching porn.
Mm.
So it's clear that if we want to get the message of climate change across, we've got to do it in a way that people understand and enjoy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So I've come up with Enviro Porn.
Ah.
What's your name, little planet?
I'm Planet Earth.
Looks to me like you enjoy getting blue.
Oh, yeah, I love being blue.
Look at the size of that glacier. It's so big and hard.
Why, thank you.
I'm going to have to do something to get that down.
What are you going to do to me?
I'm going to have to pump you full of CO2.
But that makes me hot.
I'm going to mine those mineral assets.
But that's my delicate ecosystem.
Not today. I'm digging up those assets and I'm going deep.
Oh, you're hurting me.
I'm going to squirt my toxins into your rivers and waterways.
I don't like that.
You're going to like it.
But...
You like it dirty, don't you, Planet Earth?
Not really.
Shh.
I know that other voice. I feel a little bit ill.
That was so good.
Yeah. Planet Earth does not like it dirty, people.
Oh, the porn sites are doing
it. Clean it up.
No, they're cleaning up the rubber as well. Very good.
Oh, I enjoyed that more than I should have.
You did. Yeah, yeah.
It was great.
Kimber was spinning.
What a great way to kick off the morning.
You're spinning like McGruff, your dog.
This will fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Will you take a quick buck or will you trust us?
Do you trust them?
Mix 94.5's Trust Us. You'll love it with ABC Blinds.
At work in the factory today, Adam of Stirling. G'day, Adam. Firstly, welcome, mate. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm great. Thank you. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. Adam, would you like to start your morning off with a bit of easy cash?
I depend upon the amount. Sure, why not?
Oh, already dealing, Adam. I like it.
He's a player.
Thank you.
Well, you know how this game works, Adam. You could take some cash, you know, instant gratification, or you could trust us that we have an amazing prize that you might win.
That's right. Might is better than no chance, isn't it?
It is true,
but so is that instant cash. So let's talk money.
Yeah, you ready to roll the dice here, bud?
For sure. Let's go.
Ooh.
Adam of Stirling, ready to play.
Go on, Matt. Throw out some money.
What do you got?
I'm going to go big early.
No, really?
Oh.
And say, Adam, why don't you take $200 right now? Or trust us.
$200, almost halfway there. But, I'm going to trust you guys because I do trust you.
Adam, you're showing your hand pretty early there, mate.
Yeah, mate, I am. Okay. My cards are on the table.
But he does trust us. I mean, you know, it is a bartering system. If we went to 300...
Ooh, Kimber's the banker.
Does that change your mind, Adam? $300. You can take it right now. I mean, you might not win this prize that you go in the draw for.
Yeah, it's instant cash, mate.
I know, it's instant cash, and I know I might not win the prize, but I may very well win the prize.
There's a lot of trust here between Adam and the team.
I mean, what...
There is. I love you guys, and all the best to Captain Paul as well.
Oh, thanks, good on you, mate. Thanks, Adam. What do you think the prize might be? Why are you holding out?
A nice holiday somewhere tropical, I don't know, Bahamas or Maldives. Or it could even be a massive lump sum of cash, couldn't it?
You never know.
Okay, well, Adam, so are we locking it in? We can't tempt you with our $300.
No, sorry, guys. I'm going to trust you.
Ooh, listen to the crowd.
All right.
Good luck, Adam.
Enthralled.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks for trusting us. Hope it all works out.
Yeah, let's hope. My name's going to come out of that barrel in just a
Hey, have a good day there at work, bud. All the best.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.